Hey, it's Linda Ferguson from NLP Canada Training, here to talk to you about how you can clear your head. Now, there are at least two good reasons for clearing your head, maybe three. The first reason is that there's just so much noise. There are so many different competing voices that you're carrying around in your head telling you about different competing projects and different knowledge and different models. And as they are all there simultaneously, it just feels really crowded. It feels like there's not room for one more thing. And since every day brings new tasks to do, new information to assimilate and integrate, then being full up and being full up with things that are crashing into each other is uncomfortable. If you know what I'm talking about, you'll want to clear your head. Another reason for wanting to clear your head is that it is full of unhelpful information. Just because you weren't good at running when you were 11 years old, it doesn't mean you couldn't run a marathon now. You know that consciously, reasonably, intelligently, but does the voice in your head know it? Your brain wires experience into not just the past, but your models of the present. And so if somebody has told you strongly enough that you can't, no matter how long ago, you might still be acting as if that were true. If you have been frightened or hurt by something in the past, if you have struggled and failed or been rejected, then that can all bounce around in your head as you look at the thing you want to do next or the goal you want to achieve down the road. And instead of looking carefully at the clear path in front of you, you look back behind you to this huge monster of an experience looming over you and apparently catching up with you. If you know what I mean, you're going to want to clear your head. And the third time you might want to clear your head is when there is something you really need to learn now. You have taken a new job. You have entered a new field. You are starting a new school. And it's important to you to do well, to adapt, to find out what is and isn't acceptable, to find out what information other people are using to make decisions and to build judgments. If you go into the new situation as if it was a compilation of all the other old situations you have ever experienced, then your head will be very full. And there will be so many people and so many tasks and so much information all jumbled together that it will be remarkably hard to pay attention to just the new task or just the new information, to sort it out, to recognize it, and to learn. If this sounds like you, then you're going to want to clear your head. Everybody is not always wrong. When we say everybody knows, often what follows is a version of the truth. So if everybody knows that what you do to clear your head is go for a good long walk, perhaps that's a good place to start. Moving both sides of your body, balancing head above shoulders, balancing one side with the other as you move. Perhaps finding that equilibrium in motion is a really good way to settle your thoughts. We tend to overestimate the importance of the noise in our head as though the only way to fix it was to talk louder than what's already going on up there. But often, the best way is to go to the gym, get out on the bike, go for a long walk. Put yourself in a situation where you are moving both sides of your body over and over. Feel the balance. And then begin to wonder, what are you looking at with all this noise? Where's your focal point? Put your head up and say, where are your eyes fixing? Is it right in front of your face? Can you not even see what's in front of your face because there are so many pictures in your head? Take a look around you. And if there's water near you, look at that. Because you'll notice with water, a big body of water, a lake or an ocean, that the surface can be troubled and busy, but the depths are always the same. And if it's a river, you'll notice that the choppiness at the surface doesn't stop the current from moving it ever onward. Take a look at the water. Or take a look at the treetops. And even if there's only a little bit of wind where you are, there's likely to be more wind in the top branches. And you can see that the surface, the tips of those branches are in motion and responsive. And your eyes can travel down the branches to the trunk, down the trunks to the great roots that hold the tree stable. And you may find that your mind begins to settle. And you can breathe. Are you listening to your breath? Sometimes your breath is so quiet you can almost not hear it at all, and sometimes the breath is all you can hear, your heartbeat thundering as your breath comes in and out. But as you move, as you train your eyes to seek superficial noise and deep rootedness, your breath can begin to take root within you, deeper with each inhale, more restful with each exhale, so that you breathe into your center and breathe out knowing you are centered. And as you breathe in, noticing your breath filling that central column of your body and moving gently out to your fingertips, to your toes, to the roots of your hair. As you notice that breath, you will also feel your core. You will feel your weight and your balance. And you will breathe in and feel light, and you will feel balanced as you breathe out. And you can ground your state in your breath and your balance, and as you do, you may find that it has grown quite quiet. And in that quiet, you can open your eyes and take another look at the thing at hand, the thing you need to give your attention so that you can learn, so that you can let difference in. And with your eyes open, you can describe the shapes and the colors and the light that you see. And as you describe with your words what you are seeing, you can also notice that you are hearing the sound of your voice, and the sound of my voice is part of the sound of your voice in your head, as it tells you that you are hearing my voice, which you are. And you can play with hearing, tuning it up, so that you are aware of the sounds around you. As you contemplate this thing you want to learn, and the wonderful thing about your brain is that your brain doesn't do random. and just paying attention with your ears now will help you take in new information about the thing that is in your head, the thing that is not really making a sound. And with your body, you can guide your thoughts to balance, to groundedness, to strength and flexibility. You can trace with your finger a surface and notice all of the little parts of your finger that are stimulated by that motion. You can feel the weight in your hips as you sit or stand. You can feel the muscle groups that are working to keep you upright. You can begin to become more aware of the temperature around you, of motion around you, and that wonderful blurring where you are so aware of the present moment that sight and sound blur as you see movement but feel it echoed in your body, as you hear a sound and track it with your eyes. And as you tune up your senses so that you are so wide awake, so filled with energy, you can notice the stirrings of curiosity. And in curiosity, there is only ever the one thing, the thing that is calling you onwards, the thing you are investigating with passion and enthusiasm and joy. And that, my friends, is how you clear your head. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training.